Here's a beautiful thing. An album by Benita May Rodder. Benita's coming on in just a minute. Her grandfather is the inimitable Rod Gregory, also known as the Old Fella, the comedian. G'day, Rod.
G'day, Peter. How are you?
I'm glad to hear from you, Rod. And now, you're sort of in retirement from comedy.
I am, and I'm loving it.
Because, I mean, you played everywhere three times.
Yeah.
Everywhere bar the moon, and, you know, I think you were going there too at one point. And no, you had an enormously successful career, Rod, and it's good to know when to get off too, so to speak.
Well, yes, look, I'm happy that I've retired, and now that Benita's writing,
yes,
it's just a wonderful experience for me. She gives me a reason to get out of bed in the morning.
That's lovely. Let's meet your 17-year-old granddaughter, Benita May Rodder. Hello, Benita.
Hello.
Your album's lovely. You should be so proud of it, Benita.
Yes, I am very proud of it.
And now, Benita, you have autism, and
you
worked out a way of expressing yourself, didn't you? You were when you were at school, you were encouraged to write songs, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
And you've written all these songs on the album, and worked with a composer who's marvellous, Quentin Ayres, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
What did you learn from Quentin, Benita?
Well, I wouldn't say that I've learned much, but...
Was he good to work with?
Yes, he was a very good man to work with.
And there's so many people, singers, who've worked with you on the album. Some of them sing with you and some of them sing on their own. Lots of people, because you live in Maitland on the York Peninsula, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Where your papa also lives. And did you go to school in Maitland, Benita?
Yes.
Are you still at school in Maitland?
Yes, I am.
Which one? Which school?
Central York School.
Oh, excellent. And you enjoy that?
Yes.
Good. Now, there's lots of wonderful York Peninsula performers here and others. Kayleen Graham, whom I've known for a very long time, has a magnificent voice. And other people, Sarah Lloyd. Where's she from, Benita?
I'm not sure.
And lots of other people, including Kylie Kane. That's a York Peninsula family. Rod, how did all this come together with Benita?
Well, I'll try and make it as short as I can, Peter. 4 years ago, we didn't think Benita could read, and then one day a school teacher rang Catrice and just said, look, Benita's writing.
Your daughter, yes.
Yes, Catrice is my daughter. Sorry, I didn't explain that.
Yep.
Benita's mother, and just said that, look, she's writing some lyrics, and some of them you might find hurtful. And it all started because Benita and Catrice, her mother, had an argument about putting some dirty dishes on top of some clean ones, which is, you know. Anyway, Benita was thoroughly offended by this and wrote a song about it. Now, of course, the school teacher wrote it thinking that, you know, everything's going pear-shaped. And Catrice and her mother, my wife, Tony, they were mortified that this girl was not grateful for everything that everybody's doing for her. I was absolutely elated to think, this woman can write, and she not only can write, she writes beautifully.
You do, Benita. You really do, darling. And you should be very proud of the songs. And the songs are mainly about your life and your life as you see it, aren't they, Benita?
Yes, they are.
And I think there's a lot of insight for everybody, not just people with a disability, but everybody would find these songs insightful. And Quentin Ayres has done a wonderful job, Rod, hasn't he?
Oh, how magical is he, Peter? You know him personally, don't you?
I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah. You know, the reason I employed him in the first place, that I don't know anything about composers or how many there are in Adelaide, so I Googled it. And at the bottom of his web page, it just wrote, I would prefer a phone call. And I thought, that'd do me.
Oh, wow. I love that. You don't see that very often, do you?
No, you certainly don't. And I reckon him and I, we gelled right from the first meeting. And And hasn't he done a marvellous job?
Magnificent job. And it was recorded, all recorded at his studio, Benita?
Yes.
You all went in there in a highly professional studio. It must have been a marvellous experience.
Yes, it was a very nice experience.
How many days were you on it? A lot, I think.
Yes, quite a lot.
You see, you're able to speak through these songs and communicate through these songs, and I think that you've found, as your granddad says, you've found a gift, and that's a wonderful thing, and now you must go on and use it and grow from this and do other songs and other albums, and it's unlimited what you can achieve, darling girl. Is there a song you would like us to play for people to hear? What's your favourite song on the album, Benita?
We Are Glorious.
That's the first song, and that's mine too. So let's hear that. You must be very proud, Rod, and you've once again made something happen, which you've done quite a bit of in your life, from shearer to star, Rod Greer.
Peter, I would say that this is the icing on the cake. To be quite honest. Yeah.
You're never to be underestimated, and neither clearly is your family. And it's a beautiful thing, this album. Where can people get it, Rod?
Look, if they've got computers, they can find it on benitamay.com.
Yes.
Now, Benita is spelled B-E-N-I-T-A-M-A-E. Mm-hmm. Don't put a Y on it. .com. And she's got a complete web page there. You can purchase it from that. Apart from that, you can purchase it from most stores in Maitland on the mighty York Peninsula.
Oh, it's a beautiful place to visit.
It is.
Rod, thank you for coming on. And Benita May, thank you very much, darling. All the best to you, and thanks for coming on radio. Is this, you've been on radio before, I think, Benita, haven't you?
Yes, this is my sixth interview.
Wonderful.
And my second over the phone.
Good for you, Benita. You are entirely admirable. Now let's hear We Are Glorious. This is Benita Ray and the wonderful York Peninsula singer Kayleen Graham. A great choice. Thank you, Rod Gregory and Benita May.
This one goes out to every child with autism, to every child with a disability, to the people who are like me. Some may say that we're broken, but we're not. We are beautiful hearts that can see, hear, do and feel what other people can't. And if they can't see that, then they're the ones who are broken. Cause we are rebellious. We are victorious. We are glorious.
Our spirits bloom like flowers. Our souls shine.
To be different. Isn't it great to be me? But people keep telling us who to be. Well, I don't care what they say. I'm not listening anyway. Oh my God, he made us this way. Get used to it, cause we're here to stay.
We are angels in disguise. We're the fire.
We are family, we are friends, and our rebellion will never end. They don't understand us, they don't speak our language. They say that we're savage. We don't care what the cool kids think. They're not as cool to me as we are, cause we've come so far, yeah.
Our spirits bloom like flowers, our souls shine.
Being interested, So I tried being interesting. So I started writing songs. I started writing stories. That's where I saw the glory. I know one day you'll find it too. Don't give up until you've broken through. Because you're different doesn't mean you'll never make a difference. As long as you have good family and friends, who knows, you could save the world. Because every word in it is true. We can see the beauty in the world that nobody can. And we can hear God telling us that He loves us and to keep being who we are. We can feel so much and we can do amazing things, especially together. When I started doing songwriting, that's where I found the glory. I can make other autistic people like me feel good about themselves. And one day you'll find the glory too. Don't do it like me. Do it like you. And don't try to hide it. Try to embrace it.
Well, why hasn't Quentin Ayres and now Benita May Rodda written a Eurovision song? It's fantastic. We Are Glorious. And that's from Benita May's album, Expressions.